Now, if he had some wood on his wagon, it wasn't quite a whole load of wood. What would he call that?
Jag.
And then if he wanted to get the wood box filled up, to say, if you go out and bring in another
jag of wood.
What would you bring in the clothes from the line with? What'd you bring them in?
I don't know. Clothes basket, after we got one, but in a long time, I remember saying, I was a great big girl before we got a clothes basket.
What did they generally ship nails in those days?
Well, I don't remember. He'd always go to Brownstown, which was about 30 miles. That was the first town, the closest town, I mean. And he'd go there and buy his nails, and I don't know.
I mean, say if you're going to put up a barn or something of that kind, you need a lot of them. What would they come in?
Oh, they'd come in little kegs. Keg of nails, he when he was building the house.
And
it
was cut nails?
Yeah, mm-hmm, cut nails.
Didn't have wire nails?
No, they just these tiny ones and four or five sides down.
Yeah.
Every
time, once in a while, down an old barn, you find a bunch of those.
Yes,
things.
You do. Mm-hmm.
So now, this kind of thing that you would try to pick and make a tune on, hold it between your teeth and twine it.
Goose harp.
And this kind that you blow.
That was a French horn.
Go off around the barrel.
Hooks.
And what did you usually put in your jug after you filled it up to keep it from spilling?
You mean a jug of?
Well, if you fill up a jug of cider or anything, you didn't want it to.
Stopper.
They made out of corn cobs usually?
Yes. And they whittle them, milk from corn cobs, and stick it down in there.
Now, did you generally have many crops of tools around the house in those days?
No, not too many. I just had a handsaw and a hatchet and hammer. Old-fashioned hammer, draw knife, and plane, you know. You never hardly ever seen any planes then. It just seemed off.
Well, now, talking about your team and your wagon, this piece would come out in front between the team.
Come.
And what about on a buggy, what did you have? Just had one horse.
Chaise.
And then the thing that your traces were hooked onto?
Swing a tree.
And a big one on two horses, right?
Yes, and then it needs a double trees, you know. Then the swing of trees went on to the double trees when you had to hitch both to the wagon, hitch the team up.
You mentioned your plow. What did you have loosening up the clods and so forth after you plowed your land?
Just a single har and a drag that my dad didn't make out of. Something like old pieces of logs and things.